Welcome to Happy Hour. Happy Friday, everybody.
Woo-hoo.
He's Adam Harahuck. I'm Sean Cantwell.
And I'm Wes Immel.
You are Wes Immel.
That's what I keep being told, at least.
Yeah, I don't believe this. This might be the first time we've introduced our friends on the terrestrial side of the dial to you.
No, there was a couple.
Courtney was on one day.
Yeah.
That's right.
Touch and go for a while there.
That was.
And then I told everybody, hey, Courtney's on the radio. They're like,
how?
Have they met her before?
How is this possible?
Yeah, we brought her in, involved in unsolicited advice, and she did quite well.
Honestly, she could take that segment away from us real quick.
Ask Courtney. Dear Courtney. Be like Ann Landers.
I like it, actually. I think that's a great idea. I think we should adopt that.
Speaking of getting canceled a lot.
That'd probably do it right there. Good Lord. So we have a decent amount of stuff to do. We will do some unsolicited advice coming up here later on because, well, it's
Friday.
We haven't done it in a couple weeks.
No.
I've had a headache. I'm sorry.
I'm sure that's what it is. They all say that. They always say that. But we'll get to that coming up here in a little bit. So Wes is here. He, as of this time, when you're hearing this, he is officially a married man now.
Yes, I am.
And yours truly officiated the wedding for reasons that have never been fully explained to me.
It went off without a hitch, so those of you who betted against it, I do apologize.
Hey, I kept telling Courtney all the way up until I'm like, hey, this is how many hours you got. Started listening to that Johnny Cash song, like 20 minutes to go or whatever it is. You know what I'm talking about?
24 hours to go?
Yeah.
Wrong song, man.
I want to be sedated by the Ramones?
No. Yeah. 24. Guy talks about he's going to get executed in prison.
Okay.
Oh. Like, of course it's a prison song, yeah.
Well, Johnny Cash, it's always about prison. You know this.
I have a cold, so my nasal passages are wrong, so.
And they are desperately in need of this. So Wes bought me for whatever. Like, somehow I'm getting wedding gifts from the groom. He bought me this Blade & Bow bourbon. I've seen this around. It's the one that you see in the store. It's got like the skeleton key hanging from it.
Yeah, this is cool.
But I wonder if I can actually unlock doors with that thing. Like, I'm trying to
walk through most of this neighborhood. You probably could.
Right? Yeah, can unlock any door in Jim Alt's house with that.
He's going to drink the whole fifth and then walk into the bedroom. I got someone for your chastity belt. And then he's divorced.
Yeah. So we're going to try a little bit of this because I've seen it in stores for years. I've never actually had it. And Adam desperately needs it because he's fighting off something. He needs some of that Kentucky penicillin.
Yeah, it's affecting my taste. I'm feeling the burn on this. There is a lot of burn on this. I like it.
Well, what's the proof on it?
94?
91.
91.
Okay, yeah, that's a hard 91 for sure.
Yeah.
I like it, though.
Yeah. It's got a good color to it. Doesn't taste young.
To be completely honest, I had no clue what to do. I'm like, because I didn't want to get you like Elijah Craig or...
Oh, good.
I'm never going to turn down Elijah Craig.
We looked at George Dickel.
Dickel's like, okay.
Yeah.
We're like, so we saw that, we're like... All right.
I like this. I like this quite a bit.
The bottle I really wanted to get you was $2,600.
Oh, wow.
I'm like, yeah, that's a little, that's like 25% of my yearly income at the moment. So I love your shop, but not $2,600 worth.
I don't expect Rachel to love me $2,600 worth. I mean, I guess she loved me about $105,000 worth.
He would have given me a shot, and I would have like poured Mountain Dew in it.
You would have too, just to be an a-hole. That seems entirely on brand for you.
That's just like going to Guitar Center and being like, "Hey, I have this year one Fender Strat. Can you go ahead and put some Seymour Duncans in this for me?" While you're at it, can we go ahead and scrap up the fretboard? And I want to change that paint color. I don't like how it's all dinged up.
Yeah. I want to put this no effects sticker on it.
can you outfit that with a Floyd by chance?
Really just punk that thing up, why don't we? But since, you know, we did have a wedding today.
Yes.
I found this, which I found rather intriguing, and as three of us now having been married in relatively recent times, myself within the last year, and you, I don't remember how long it's been.
2 years?
Depends on who you ask.
He's not kidding. But at a list, 23 wedding traditions you can skip.
Oh, all of them.
Oh, boy.
Most of them. Well, before, I preface by saying, like everybody's wedding should be their own. You're going to have the people, you're going to have the mother-in-law, you're going to have great Aunt Gladys, you're going to have Uncle Ed. Say, no, oh,
some people try not to have the mother-in-law and then fail.
You need to do this and you have to do this. I know from DJing weddings and being in a couple weddings and being married twice.
Here's the great thing with us. We didn't listen to really anybody else's suggestions for most things.
You didn't
really listen
to anybody's advisement either, you punk.
And it worked out pretty damn well, I'd say.
We had a great wedding. A great wedding reception, a great wedding roast. It was a lot of fun. But anyway,
the only reason I kept talking is because I figured if I stopped talking, someone was going to drag me out in the parking lot and kick my ass. That's why I kept talking. Legit reason.
I feel like that's fair.
So, I didn't know who Rachel's family was from New Jersey.
I learned something new today.
Come here, you mutt.
Hey, Sean, we need your help rolling up this rug and throwing it into this river.
Don't ask questions.
All right, what do you got?
The first one, I don't know if this is British or what. The hen and stag do. So basically, in English, the bachelor and bachelorette party.
Didn't have one.
I think there is a big thing for that.
Drew Duffney tried to have one for me, and I said, have fun. Take pictures.
Did he really?
Yeah, he's like, when's your bachelor party? Let's have one. I said, you know what, Drew? If you want to go to the bar and get drunk, do it.
Yeah.
Just do it in my name now.
Yeah. For those who don't know, Wes has been sober for like, what, 7, 10, 15 years now?
7 years and a ninth.
Well, congratulations. I'll drink to that.
I just threw a number out there just randomly.
Like, $1, Bob. Not getting over.
But, I mean, he's slimmed down. He looks...
Dude, since I stopped drinking, I lost like 70 pounds.
And
that's like an Olsen twin.
You gave it to me. That's well, both.
And all the booze, too, to boot.
Yeah, hey, right? You get both that... I don't know, both the benefits? I don't know.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm a stoner these days. It's even better.
So the bachelor, bachelorette, a lot of people are kind of going away from that, but I think they're fun. I think especially when you are planning a wedding and there's a lot of stress that comes with it.
Yeah.
Having a night where it's just about unwinding, I think is almost necessary. Maybe you could start doing that newfangled thing where it's bachelor, where you basically have a party before the party. And they're both there. I think that's kind of stupid.
I don't see. We did it a little bit differently. We had our separate bachelor parties. This happened to be on the same night in the same location.
We just ended up at the same strip club. It was awesome.
Yeah. Well, no. We did not go to the strip club. They didn't either.
Yep.
Like Rachel's party didn't go to the strip. And there was it's a whole thing because like I neither one of us really had the desire to do that, but we both wanted to get hammered.
Yeah.
So we did ours on the same night. We both ended up doing them in Detroit. They started separately, and then we ended up meeting at this dive bar in Southwest Detroit that we both absolutely love.
I love
which
dive
was
bars.
Impartial. You know, we were going to go there at some point anyway, but also a couple of the one of the groomsmen and bridesmaids had. We're kind of getting back together. Like there was a whole thing around that led us to meet up. But we all had fun once we did. Like it's funny though because Rachel's little sister was down there as she was the maid of honor, and she was more excited to see me when I walked in that bar than my wife, my soon-to-be wife, actually was. Like Sean's here. Like,
yay! And Rachel's like, I just picked his underwear off the bathroom floor again.
Hey, at least it was the floor and not like the wall.
Yeah, like I'm not opposed to the. I mean, you don't necessarily have to do the combined thing, especially if you don't have like similar interests and things that you want to do.
But I mean, having a party beforehand, it doesn't have to be a big old, put on pornography and go to a strip club or anything. But having just a moment.
Fighting a midget.
If that happens, it happens. But I mean, just having a moment where you get together with your guy friends and basically just have a moment to unwind before the wedding. I think that's a great idea.
Right, so we didn't do that before I remember.
Hold up. So does that make this my bachelor party?
I guess so.
Yeah,
exactly.
What did you do for your bachelor party? Oh, I did radio.
Hey. It works out. We kind of had
We can get you drunk. I do actually have non-alcoholic beer in the fridge.
I actually got some at home the other night, too. So I'm actually going to sit down with my best man tonight and have a beer.
There you go.
Oh, excellent.
I'm going to have an NA and he's going to have a tall boy. Because he's 19, and he's going to drink whatever I give him.
Fleischmann's. But I did have a small little
Fleischmann's.
Bachelor.
Goodbye, liver.
Bachelor party before mine. It was with you, me, Drew, and Dustin James.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I guess that technically counted.
Before Dustin went all
disappeared off the face of the earth? Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I guess I do need to apologize. I was supposed to apologize to... Oh, Fleischmann's. That's right. Mm-hmm. Don't let me forget to pay out the apology list this week.
Don't apply to Fleischmann's. Okay. Don't apologize to Fleischmann's.
They don't deserve it.
They don't.
All right. So these are things that should go bye-bye for
wedding traditions you can skip.
Yeah.
Throwing confetti.
Oh, yeah.
I would agree with that one completely and wholeheartedly, and this is coming from a man whose brother lit off a confetti cannon at our wedding.
Two of them. Right. Him and Brick.
Oh, that's right.
I forgot about that, yeah.
So I did, too.
If you, instead of throwing confetti, if you want things to be a little bit more exciting,
yeah,
throw firecrackers.
It's a firecrackers.
And if you really want to do it up and have everybody remember you, throw grenades.
Mortars, why not?
You, man, fire in the hole.
That's who took hey, who took the pin out of this one?
The usher, this is your job. This is what you trained for. Jump on that thing. That's what Sean told Rachel.
Then he yelled POWMIA.
Never forgotten. Yeah, confetti. And okay. Yeah, because that's just annoying in any situation. But then you have those Etsy people like, what you do,
hey.
you get a little hole punch, and you get leaves out of your backyard, and you punch holes in the leaves, and that's your confetti. It's biodegradable.
You keep talking smack about Etsy. I'm going to punch holes in you, son.
Etsy, Wish.
Pinterest.
Pinterest, yeah,
I know exactly what you meant.
But you've seen that, like where they want to like do like a little. They
I
get
call
a whole
it white
punch.
Girl weddings.
Yeah,
awful.
Yeah, that's they get all their girlfriends together. It's like, yeah, we're gonna punch holes in leaves for all 4 hours,
and we're all gonna wear white with lace and denim, and he's gonna
big
wear
big goofy hats. They're always wearing the big goofy hats, UGG boots.
Right, it's like, are you guys going to a wedding? Or are you going to the ghetto Kentucky Derby? I mean, come on now. And everything has to be burlap, and there have to be candles inside mason jars, and the guys have to wear suspenders, but no...
Because it's a
suspenders,
country wedding.
Suspenders, but no button-up shirts.
It's a country wedding.
You guys are...
Their overalls.
You kiddo, you're from Burton.
You guys are very, very lucky we're on live right now, because otherwise I would just start using profanity up and down talking about these people, and I'm not going to do that.
Okay.
We appreciate that.
Yes. See, I'm showing restraint.
You're doing well.
This is quite the level of restraint for him.
Don't worry. As soon as I walk out this door, everyone within the quarter-mile radius is going to hear the 7 words from Carlin.
Well, in this town, they'll be like, yeah, that's our new mayor, and you'd be elected.
You probably would be, actually. You might want to consider that.
The guy really speaks his mind.
You guys got a mayor here?
No.
And how is it not Jim?
It should be, but, you know, these things can't be helped, I guess. Yeah. We haven't managed to amend the Constitution here yet.
Yeah, right.
Number 3, the first dance.
Oh, that's got to stay. Come on.
No, it doesn't.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
We didn't do it at our wedding. I don't regret it at all.
I mean, if you don't want to do it, you don't have to. But, I mean, it gives you a moment to just have that first
it's
dance
ours.
With yourself. Mm-hmm. And
Some of us really just don't like awkwardly dancing in front of people because some of us were raised in the town where that inspired Footloose, okay?
Yeah. You're from Oklahoma?
You didn't know that?
But it's like, oh my God, they're dancing so close. They just got married. It's fine. But yeah, they don't need to consummate it right on the dance floor.
But no, we did something different for ours. Like, we're both musicians, obviously, the wife and I. So instead of doing a first dance, because we both hate dancing and we're both incredibly awkward unless we're on stage.
So they danced on stage.
Yeah.
No, we did a first song.
Yeah, it was Trust Band.
That's great. But that you still had that moment, and that's great. I mean,
it was Sharp Dressed Man, right, by ZZ Top?
ZZ Top.
Hey, that's how I say it in Canada, man. ZZ Top.
Well, good thing we're not in Canada, Emil.
We're pretty damn close. Hey, we broadcast at Sandusky. I'm pretty sure they can hear us across the water.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, that's true.
But yeah, the first dance has got to stay. I mean, that's a huge thing. DJs, though, figure out what the first dance song is and try not to play it beforehand, like my wife tried to do at a DJ at a gig I was DJing.
Really?
What was it? Now That We Found Love, what are we going to do with
it?
No,
it was Uncle Cracker's Smile.
Oh.
And
I thought you were going to say it was that terrible Bryan Adams song. You know the one.
Everything I do
cuts like a knife.
No.
That one, too. There's a lot of terrible Bryan Adams songs.
During the wedding, they wanted to go. They were walking up to Marry Me from
Train.
Train, yeah. Oh,
that's even worse.
Oh God. Yeah, anyway, continue, please.
Number four, being walked down the aisle. And this is another one we didn't do. Rachel came down the aisle by herself, and I, of course, ran sprinting down the aisle.
I know, I was like, who's chasing him?
To the strains of Stranglehold, high-fiving people as I went. It was, you know... It was very us.
I was waiting for someone to have a clown rainbow clown wig on with a hold up sign that says John 3:16.
Right? That was the one thing you were missing, really.
And I totally could have saw your brother doing that.
I'm actually kind of surprised he didn't.
Yeah. I guess he's going to be there, or he's at my wedding.
Well, hopefully he's prepared to clean up after whatever confetti cans he's bringing.
Right.
Right in the face.
But yeah, no, being walked down the aisle thing, like, I mean, you know. You're not. Your wife's not someone else's property to be given away.
That's how it got started. I'm restoring you and my wife. And I'm sorry, my wife. Here's my wife. I'm done with her. I got something new.
Take my wife, please.
Papa's got a brand new bag. Bye bye. No.
My fiance became my stepdad and the next Jerry Springer.
But that's more for like the bride to have a moment to bestow like some sort of honor. To bestow upon somebody else. Dorothy had her oldest son, Ozzy, walk her down the aisle.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. But so I think that should stay.
Yeah, Rachel walked up herself. She did have now...
Hopefully you got the dollar dance on there, because that's got
to
go.
That absolutely has to go, and I'm sure that's on the list somewhere.
With inflation, it's like...
$5 dance.
$10 dance is
like... It's recorded.
Listen, I'm not paying $10 to dance with her if I can't get to second base.
Right? If I'm going to pay what's somebody $20 to dance with me, they're going to show me a G-string or two.
It's not on the list, but it should be.
Yeah.
It unfortunately is not.
Oh, okay.
Number five, spending the night before apart.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, that's... Logistically speaking, most people live together before
the smart ones do.
The smart people live together for a while before
they get married. Try before you buy.
Yeah.
No, you ain't wrong, man. You are not wrong.
So, what do you
imagine if Rachel didn't live with me for a couple years before we got hitched, and then had to find out how much of a pain in the you know what it is to live with me?
Sean, I've known you almost 18 years, and I still don't want to live with you.
You threatened to do it, though.
I have.
Oh, that would be a great television sitcom.
I smell a sitcom.
Yeah. This
I told you,
dog's Fox.
Drunk in the stoner.
I told you could live in the doghouse if you want, but you got to start, you know, remodel and make this place look like a bar is all
I'm
asking.
You promised it to me. Now I got to live with Wes. That is a sitcom.
That'd be the best sitcom ever.
Wait a minute.
Where's Fox when we need him?
There'd be a chalk line down the side. This is my side. This is your side.
And his side is the one that has all the booze. Yeah. It has the actual bar rail.
Why does this sound like The Odd Couple? Neil Simon's The Odd Couple. I like to think it was Paul Simon. I knew that wasn't right. You can call me Al.
Okay, let's not. ADHD theater.
Let's apologize to both Neil Simon and Paul Simon, I guess.
Next thing you know, I was like, oh, did you realize he was married to Carrie Fisher? Carrie Fisher was in Star Wars. Star Wars was directed by George Lucas.
Like that, is that really, like, that's not par for the course on this radio show?
Yeah, we've done that.
I hate to tell you this, but Paul Simon's married to Edie Brickell of the New Bohemians.
The New Bohemians? They've been around forever. Should they be called the Old Bohemians right by now?
True. Number six, the list, by the way, if you've completely forgotten what we were talking about, 23 wedding traditions you can skip.
We're not even a third of the way there, folks.
Yeah.
Number six, inviting your parents' friends. Way back when, the parents of the bride would traditionally pay for and host the wedding, then they got to invite their friends to the wedding, which is kind of fair enough. I would say, no, I'm not down, but to be fair, my parents didn't have friends, and most of hers are, you know, their siblings, so, like, everyone basically was invited.
It's
like
basically his mom's bookies.
My mom's one, like, friend is also my godmother, so she was invited anyway, and...
Dude, I invited your mom, your brother...
You invited more of my family than I did to mine.
I know. They like me better.
That's fair.
Finally, I got a son I love getting married. This is fantastic. She's actually going to be crying at what's
this. No kidding. This is not a joke. After they got married, his mother-in-law said, well, if you and Courtney needed a place to stay for a while, you can move in with us.
Oh, isn't that fantastic?
And his father-in-law was like, yeah, I got a couple welders out in the barn. You can just set up shop here.
Oh my God! Wow.
This was a legit story. Ask Pauline about that. She was sitting at the table.
I mean, I've heard that story because Rachel and her mom have both told me that this was a thing that actually happened.
Meanwhile, when Sean's at the place for like Thanksgiving, like 6 p.m., they're doing the Midwestern slap their head.
Well.
The funny thing is, we all got together for a group picture with me in the middle.
Yeah.
And Rachel's mom posted it and says, "We would like to welcome our new family member." And it was me and that Sean.
That's fantastic. Inviting your parents' friends, when the parents were footing the bill, that was a big thing. But now it's a lot of the happy couple. They're funding everything.
So, my wedding was $200, and we only invited people that we actually wanted there and nobody that would cause drama. There's a lot of people that we all know that I'm not mentioning names on air that I just did not want to be there for one reason or another. Yeah,
no, I get it.
But, and you made the cut.
Yeah, he did. So did Drew. Don't feel too proud.
But
hey, I made the cut too, so you know.
Somehow I did. I'm still amazed by that.
We're getting rid of this Wes guy. He's going to be nothing but trouble. You're Wes. You're the groom.
Yeah, but I still think we should get rid of him.
I think the obligation invitations, those are done. I think
you should have told me that about 3 weeks ago.
That list would have been pruned down significantly more.
Hold on, let me go ahead and just edit my list here.
Well, I can't make it anyway because I'm interviewing a band. But
all right,
yeah, that's right. Icarus Fell is more important than you guys.
No, that's
by the time this airs, I've already been married. This wedding has already happened. Yeah, we're talking in future tense in the past.
Yes. Icarus Fell is coming.
And we didn't even get up to 88 miles an hour to do so.
This is true. On that note, now that I don't even know what year is it?
We broke the space-time continuum.
We did. And we got to hit a break. It is happy hour at Solid State Radio. It's the ground. It is happy hour. He's Adam Harahuck. I'm Sean Campbell. Wes Immel hanging out with us here after the news on a
newly
Friday afternoon.
Newly married Wes Immel.
That's correct.
Assuming that I get to keep my last name.
Yeah, she might make you change it. I don't know.
That'd be weird. I should take her name.
I told
mine.
Rachel not to take mine.
But, she hyphenated it, so it's not so bad.
So you had Prima Noctra. So, you know, you finally got a chance to get it on with her.
You kidding me? In the car immediately after the ceremony. Come on.
During
now.
The ceremony.
Are you talking about me and Rachel? What?
No, you and your wife. Yeah.
Let's be like, bro, I mean, you know, I like to be a little controversial, but not like that.
Yeah.
Wow.
I now pronounce you husband and wife. You can go bang that random chick over there.
So we were talking about this list, 23 wedding traditions you can skip, and we've gotten through
three. Seven?
Actually, we've gotten through six of them thus far, so we're already doing better than we did last week.
Okay.
But it's probably
that's right. Yeah, we had a great list.
Another list that took up the entirety of the show.
Okay. Yep.
So number seven is wearing a big white dress. You don't.
Yeah,
have
I'm not
to...
doing that.
Yeah. Well, you're more of a red dress kind of guy now.
Hey, that's what got Dillinger.
That's right.
That's true.
The white dress represents the bride being a virgin, and a lot of times when they're on their second, third marriage, everybody's just kind of pointing like, "No, that doesn't need to be. That doesn't need to happen." So, I mean. Wear whatever you want.
You wouldn't buy its car before you test drove it, just saying.
That's right.
I mean, Rachel did wear she did have a white dress for hers, but it was super expensive, like took half our annual budget buy it dress. Like, she got it like...
Well, Sean's been there, so she was actually still a virgin.
My Adam's got jokes today. Adam's gonna find himself locked out of the studio come Monday. Hey Wes, want to co-host a radio show start next week?
I mean, it's got dents in it, but it's still there.
Hell, all I'm saying is, Nick, you might want to keep an eye on your phone there, bud. Might need some reinforcements.
Well, if you work around my college schedule, we're good.
Number eight, single-sex wedding parties. Bridesmaids, groomsmen, the language around weddings is so gender-specific, but your wedding party doesn't have to be. I've started to see
that a little bit more integrated.
When our buddy LaPierre, Main Street manager Jamal, did his wedding.
Yep.
He had two women in his party.
Yep.
And Laura had a guy in hers.
Yep.
So, I mean, it's I've seen it done. It can be done.
It can be done, absolutely.
Honestly, there are people that if they weren't standing up on Rachel's side, would have probably been in our in my party.
Yeah. Right. So I think that's a great idea.
My favorite thing about your wedding was everyone was asking me, "Oh, are you gonna be? Are you the best man?" I said, "No, I'm not in Sean's wedding." I kept telling everybody that I'm not actually in Sean's wedding.
And everybody says, everybody, around, what a jerk.
Everybody
Sean
got
is.
So mad at
oh
Sean.
Sean's
for that.
Just a jerk.
And he's like, "Damn it, Emma, what are you telling people?" I'm like, "I'm just telling them the truth, man." It's like, "What are you saying?" I said, "I'm not in your wedding."
You are
you're
in the
officiant. I said, "Yeah, but I'm not technically in the wedding party."
Yeah, but you're still in the wedding.
I know.
You're
but...
front and center.
You have the biggest spot of all in the wedding, really. Number 9, only men doing the talking. Why is it only men traditionally give speeches at weddings? Let's normalize speeches from anyone who's important to the couple. Wait, is that a thing?
This is the best wedding ever. Yeah. I've never been to a better wedding. Nobody gets married better than me.
Is it only
like
men
hear,
that do the
like
talking?
We'd like to hear from
only?
The matron of honor. No, we don't want to hear from her. No, I don't know. I've been involved in weddings, and I've DJed a lot of weddings. Usually the maid or matron of honor usually has a toast.
Right. Yeah. I thought that was a thing. Like
the mother of the groom usually has something. Mother of the bride, because you can't shut them women up. That much right now. I mean,
go ahead and put women on the apology list.
Women in general.
I'm sorry, gyno Americans.
Really should probably apologize also to Adam's in-laws.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. But I mean, yeah, I mean that routine is done. I mean, if anybody wants to get up and talk, like my first wedding, I wasn't going to stop my mom
I'm
from talking.
People to do it.
I wouldn't have stopped any. Well, I wasn't going to stop anybody from speaking. Like in Wes's case, I couldn't stop him if I wanted to. And trust me, I wanted to. But
there's a woman coming up now. You somebody better. Where's her man? He needs to wrangle her quick.
We actually come to think we did have. I was trying to think. Like, did we actually have anyone from
yes,
the bride side?
Well, your brother Kyle did.
No, at the reception. I mean, oh. but I remember Marissa did go up there and have
Marissa
a couple words.
Went up, yeah.
And then I, you know.
And then you went and closed out the night with Wes Simmel's Deaf Comedy Jam. It was pretty fantastic.
No, I'm gonna let anybody at my wedding speak whatever they want. I mean, anybody have anything they want to say? I mean, that's cool.
Unfortunately for you, I'm going to whether you want me to or not.
No,
so.
And here's the thing. One of the reasons why I'm having you do this is because of the fact that my wife made you speechless within the first 5 minutes of meeting you. That is how I knew she was the one for me. If she can make Sean Cantwell shut up, she can do anything.
He came and told me that story after you guys met.
Uh-huh.
He's like, "You're not going to believe this." His story was, it made Wes shut up. I'm like, "Oh, she's the one. Oh, she's the one."
We've been trying to do it for 15 years and have not hadn't managed to until she came along.
She's got an infectious laugh. I love your wife's laugh.
She's nuts.
Yeah.
Yes, she is.
The stepkids are awesome, too.
Well, I know she's nuts. She's marrying you.
Yeah, we figured that part out already, but
that was obvious.
All right.
Number 10, having a color scheme or theme. You don't actually have to theme your wedding or choose a set color scheme.
That really drags things down. It really does. Because then all of a sudden, you got to make sure this happens. It puts more stress on the wedding. It really does.
It really does.
Yeah. I'm okay with that. Number 11, traditional wedding music. Is it us or is the bridal march a bit too ominous sounding? Pick a song you love for that walk down the aisle. And
the Darth Vader theme. Da, 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 da,
da, da. Smoke coming out.
If I would have had access to a smoke machine that day, that would have happened for my
You have intro. A smoke machine. You left it on in your garage one night during your wedding or during your Halloween party. And like 6 hours later, we opened the door. It looked like you had elected a new pope.
Oh, we didn't tell you. We actually did. Like, that's one of the many services we ran out the doghouse for.
Drew Duffany.
Pope Drew Duffany. Okay.
He's like, what? Me? All right. I guess we're doing this.
Okay. I guess we're doing this.
Yeah. The color. I mean,
the songs thing.
The song thing.
Did you do, like, I don't, oh, well, that's right, you had Todd Gilbert play you guys out.
He played the traditional kind of stuff.
He played you out to Beth or something, didn't he?
Oh, yeah, he did, didn't he?
When you say, "Play me off, Johnny," all I can think of is from Family Guy.
Get hung up, I'm out of ideas, play me off, Johnny. Yeah.
Like, in our case, for ours, like, the song that she walked down the aisle to is, like, one of her favorite Shinedown songs ever.
45?
No. I'll follow you, actually.
Barrel. of a 45.
45.
Yeah, that's going to be isolated, isn't it?
Yes, it
that's
is.
That's going to be a drop.
Way to go, Wes. Congratulations, you played yourself.
Wouldn't be the first time.
Mine didn't have any special, like she walks down to this, you know, really deep, meaningful Shinedown song that she loves.
Yeah.
I come walking out to a song that has no meaning to me, but I wanted something that sounded like, you know, wrestling slash like baseball entrance music. Like I'm walking up to the plate, you know, and you know, Stranglehold comes on.
Was Rock and Roll Part 2 by Gary Glitter just too on the nose for you?
Well, I mean that and he's a knot, so I mean we can't really have.
And Ted Nugent isn't.
Right.
You should
well, not like, a. Well,
you should have done Wild Thing from Major League.
Not Wild,
Wild Thing.
By Sam Kinison.
Sam Kinison, yeah, that's right.
But I need something a little more up tempo, though, because I'm running down the aisle high five. Like, it was either going to be that or, I mean, what else do we do? Thunderstruck? I mean, my options were pretty limited.
That would have been.
And I need
really
something
cool.
that did had a no. long stretch without singing.
No, Old Man River.
You had a great
Old
one.
Man River.
Shut up.
Walking down the Suicide is Painless. Funny story about that song. I used to follow him around when we worked together at the pizza place with an acoustic guitar, and I just kept playing that.
Oh, really?
I should have done that. You went and just followed you around playing Suicide is Painless.
And then take the spot as the minister. Like, oh, okay, that's
then start
weird.
Then get on stage, start playing One by Metallica instead. All right, number 12.
Having separate sides at the ceremony. You don't need a side for each half of the couple. It's likely most of your family and friends know each other.
Yeah.
And it's likely a good few of them are grown adults. They can sit with whoever they like.
Yeah.
And I agree on that. Like, there's two things on that, personally. One, they having the separate sides of the at the reception, or at the ceremony, rather.
Yeah.
Dumb. Because all of our friends are pretty mutual, and honestly, most of her friends
are all like, banging each other, pretty much.
Well, all of her friends are mostly friends through me, with a few exceptions, honestly.
Right.
So, like, they are our friends, not his friends and her friends, because she doesn't have friends.
Oh!
Because she married you.
Wow.
Would it be
controlling? She will be the first person to admit to this.
She doesn't have friends now.
If she walked through the door right now, she would admit to that. She's got, like, a handful of, like, friends and then people that she's met through me, basically, because she's not social.
I've been to weddings where, like, he has, like, transplanted himself from one state to another, so he doesn't have a whole lot of people. So you see, like, one...
Those are usually called fugitives, but, you know.
Usually Tommy Jones looking for him. One side of...
Wait,
the,
hold up. You're saying Barnaby Jones?
Tommy Lee Jones.
Oh, I thought you said Barnaby Jones.
Barnaby Jones, yeah.
The attorney that was played by Buddy Epps.
Yeah, but he's dressed as Jed Clampett. It was a shotgun wedding. But I mean, one
Granny
side
comes up with a. You better do this.
Oh, Granny, hold on a second now. Now I'm gonna take care of this boy right here.
I gotta play the apology list, Buddy Epson.
So, yeah. But I mean, like one side of the. Church, chapel,
liquor store
is
right.
All filled with people, and then on the other side, just
it's all degenerates.
Yeah, sparsely populated
winos, basically.
Yeah.
But the other thing, though, to piggyback off of that, the other thing that needs to go away: assigned seating at the reception.
Right.
Oh my God, yeah. And you know who does that is uppity people. Like, oh, this person doesn't get along with that person, so we can't sit them together.
See, I don't care who you get along with.
If they don't get along
with
each other, they're not going to sit together.
That's
anyway.
Why I just start throwing shade halfway across the hall.
Because I mean, let's face it: after dinner, nobody knows where their assigned seat is. Everybody's mingling.
Exactly.
The coat closets, bathrooms. Backseat of cars are mingling.
You know, the basement, you know, kitchen, whatever.
Yeah.
Sometimes behind the bar. You know,
that's right.
Where you have your wedding at. So, yeah, like the fact that we need assigned seating in the first place, like, is a ridiculous thing to me anyway. We're talking, by the way, if you're just joining us and you haven't figured out what are these people doing, a list of 23 wedding traditions you can skip in honor of our buddy here, Wes, who is... standing or who had his wedding today.
Mm-hmm.
Number 13, matching wedding party outfits.
Yeah,
and
hell no.
I admit that there was a theme to the wedding that I apparently just wasn't paying close enough attention to, and I kind of screwed over Adam on this a little bit. as everyone else
for months and months. Is
and a, I didn't know the answer.
What are we wearing? He goes, he says, I have no idea.
The bridesmaids were wearing some shade of red or burgundy or whatever. I didn't know what we were supposed to be doing.
I looked like a steampunk version of Indiana Jones.
And Adam stood out from everybody, but he was also doing the MC thing leading up to this, which was actually kind of cool.
Yeah. He looked like Christopher Cross from Ride Like the Wind.
Yeah.
To be fair, one of your other groomsmen basically came up with what the groomsmen were wearing, so.
That's also fair. That would be the lovely, talented Rachel chiming in on that as she's joining us for a drink as well. Number 14, a formal ceremony.
Right.
You know what? A lot of these are just basically going to be whatever you guys decide. I mean, that's kind of the rule, the whole thing about this is, you make your wedding your own. But yeah, mm-hmm. Some of these need to go. The formal wedding ceremony as opposed to what? Do you? Okay, you're married, kiss her, and then, you know.
I actually did a wedding like that once.
Yeah?
On the side of the road in the state land. I'm like, yeah, all right. Did not know the people at all. Did not know. Got a Facebook message saying, hey, can you do this today? I said, all right, I'm on my way to school. Then years later, I'm working out at Tilted Access.
Okay.
And this chick's telling me, oh, yeah, this girl I went to school with allegedly dated my brother, and they got married on the side of the road. But we don't believe him because nobody was there. I'm like, your brother's name isn't Victor, is it? Like, yeah, why? Like, I was there. Like, what? Yeah, I'm the one that officiated. That really did happen.
Wow.
They were only married for like 2 months.
Oh.
You mean to tell me a marriage that was consummated in the state land didn't last?
Wow.
I was going to say a marriage consummated on the stage at the Picks didn't last, but you know.
No, here you are.
Hey, one out of two ain't bad.
Well, I mean, when you officiate a wedding, don't they have to have a license you have to sign and all that stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there is all that. But that also doesn't have to be done the day of, necessarily.
The Flint Courthouse is fun, just saying.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Well, you expect anything
less? I got Joey's birth certificate there. I thought, I was like, did I just walk into Ellis Island? I mean, what is going on here?
Ellis Island's probably more organized.
Yeah, right?
Diamond rings and only for her. When you think about it, it seems odd that only one person in a couple has a marker to show they're engaged, and it supposedly has to be a diamond, but your engagement ring can be something untraditional that is more reflective of you.
Ring pops, yeah.
I mean, yeah, there's always...
The herp?
Maybe not that, no.
Why? It lasts a lifetime.
Screw diamonds.
Yeah, so...
Cubic zirconias.
Yeah, cubic zirconia's a lot cheaper and looks every bit as good. Actually, so I will admit to this on the air. So, Rachel picked out the ring she wanted from an Etsy store.
Oh.
That I...
Y'all keep trashing on Etsy. I'm going to have to regulate
you. I'm not trashing on Etsy, Emil. I'm making a point, and that was that it was significantly more affordable than it would be to go to an actual jeweler and buy an actual ring. So this plays into another story.
And way cooler.
Yes. It does look pretty awesome. So years ago... Okay, I think this was like in the middle of COVID. I had bought a different ring from a store in our area and had planned to propose to Rachel on top of Brockway Mountain up in the Upper Peninsula.
Okay.
I came down with a disease that sure felt a whole lot like COVID, even though it may or may not necessarily have been COVID.
Was it the herp?
Cold feet.
No, it was definitely not that.
Or the herp?
It was not that either. Shut up, Wes.
Was it cold herp?
Cold herp. I will kill you both.
The hot herp or the cold herp?
It was cold herp time again.
It was a lukewarm herp.
Oh, why do I let you two have microphones? But I was just so I was sicker than a dog that entire weekend. Like, I think I got out of the car for about 5 seconds when we actually got up to the mountain. Like, I can't do this today. I end up just giving her the ring anyway. Like,
I can
see the ring. I'm going to try this some other time.
Wow. I can see it now. You're like out of breath walking up the hill. You just throw it at him like, this is for you.
Throwing it like casting the ring at, you know, in the moor or whatever.
You know what the hell I'm trying to say.
My precious.
Screw you, I'll be in the car.
You get the idea.
Take the damn picture, I'll be in the car.
He was still going to go with his whole original speech. He's like, we have a great life together. I can really see us all together. And she's like, I don't see you making it past tonight.
Then she throws him off.
I didn't make it all the way through the speech even.
Yeah.
I was passed out.
Yeah. Still holding the ring. She's like, I guess, yes.
I mean,
I'll tell him when he wakes up.
We'll just put a wet floor sign over him and call it good.
get
it'll
the
be
oxygen
fine.
Mask.
It's fine. Everything's fine.
Yep.
So 14 or 15 we're on?
Yeah. Number 16 is a traditional cake.
Did you guys even have a cake at your wedding?
Yeah. Rachel made absolutely sure that we did because we got it from her favorite bakery ever.
I love cake. I will have cake for any occasion. If I'm getting married, there's going to be a cake.
For any reason and no reason, really. She is seriously like that, very much cake centered. Like birthdays, holidays, like she'll buy me a cake for my birthday. I don't even really do cake.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with tradition. It's just an excuse for me to eat cake, which, I mean, it's Thursday. That's a good excuse, too.
The only cake I like is the distance.
No.
Ah, she's going for speed.
With me, she is.
She's all alone in her time of need?
Well, hey, you know.
Poor, I guess, do we put Courtney on the apology list?
Yes.
Probably should. 17, having a big wedding. Say what you like about the pandemic, and trust us, we will. But one thing it did teach us is the big wedding isn't always the best wedding.
My sister's wedding was 500 people, and it was in my parents' backyard.
Oh my God. Really? Wow. It was in your backyard?
My parents' backyard, yeah.
I didn't know that.
It was a Renaissance style. So they built a castle. The tent in the backyard was 60 by 120.
What, Jeremy had to wear chainmail too?
No, but Jeremy's my brother-in-law. His mother and my mother made costumes for 16 or 18 people. There was people there from all over the United States and Finland. Yeah, I like to tell this story because their wedding anniversary was the 24th.
Ah, wow. Yeah, that's going well above
dude,
and beyond. That's awesome.
That's nothing because at some point somebody was like, hey, let's go up in an airplane and take pictures.
Oh,
so
God.
Here I am, drunk as hell. I'm 16. I don't really know what's going on. I'm in the back of a car. Then I blink. And I'm like 3,000 feet in the air in a four-seater Cessna. This is a true story. Sean can actually verify this.
This happened because apparently I know the guy who was flying the plane.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Andros.
Oh, yes.
You guys ever do a barrel roll? Hang on, watch
and,
this.
And then so he doesn't even like fly. He just, hey, I got the keys to my dad's plane. Okay. That's like saying, hey, let's go out in my dad's convertible.
Yeah.
Ferris Bueller style.
Yeah, it's
what's the worst that could happen?
So we get up in the air, and he looks back at me because they gave me the headset without a mic. Go figure.
Yeah.
And, I can't imagine why.
Right? And he looks at me and says this, I'm not too good at landing.
Oh, no.
The funny thing is, every time I tell people that, they're like, well, did you make it? Yeah. No, I died 22 years ago. I want to welcome Wes's ghost to the stage today.
Right?
Right. Got to welcome his ghost. Yeah.
But anyways, I'm digressing too far.
Yeah.
Us on this show, we never do that. We do, however, have to hit a quick break. It is happy hour at Solid State Radio. Once again, it looks like we're on pace to have a list take up our entire show this week.
Yeah, it's looking that way, isn't it?
In this case, the list in question is in honor of our good friend Wes Immel's wedding today.
Yep.
23 wedding traditions you can skip. And I'm realizing how many of these that Rach and I actually did skip in our wedding.
Yeah, all of them.
And do you know why like the bride always wears white? It's got to match the rest of the appliances, man.
Oh, God.
Are you trying to die today?
Because
Rachel's sitting right here. And I'm pretty sure...
No, it's okay. She's
your
laughing.
Wife just heard that and is like, oh, really? No, like, she's changing the locks at home as we speak, dude. I'm just warning you now.
Actually, that wouldn't be a bad idea to do anyways.
To keep you from getting in. Yeah, I understand.
No, there's other reasons, but okay.
Yeah,
fair. So, number 18 on the list, a big reception on the same day. You can
We're
do
not even having a reception.
No, but I'm still dragging you guys out to lunch afterwards.
I feel like the reception was the whole point of our wedding.
It was really an excuse for me to throw a party.
Hey, everybody, let's go hang out at my work.
I do that place from time to time, man. Like it's fewer and further between lately, but it seemed like we haven't thrown a good party in a long time, and we're going to give them the party to end all parties,
right?
And we did. Thank you very much.
Yep.
If you want, keep it simple on your wedding day: a small service, a dinner with friends and family, and then have an anniversary reception. Don't give me any ideas because I might do that now.
My parents' wedding anniversary is coming up. It'll be 50 years.
An anniversary is a big old party. Come on. We don't have to be formally dressed up for it or anything. It sounds fun.
Continue on.
Go ahead, Wes.
Nah, I lost it.
Oh, no. Wow, we made Wes speechless. That never happens. The garter toss. That's one that we skipped at our wedding, and I'm okay with that.
That is so archaic. I mean,
that and the
bouquet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, doing what I do, I tell people, if you're going to use your flowers for your wedding, do not throw them.
Yeah. I mean, I've been involved in a few.
Especially for the ones that you make.
Exactly.
For those who don't know, Wes has an Etsy store where he makes like metal like flowers and things.
Yeah,
go find New Arcadia Metalworks on Etsy, by the way.
Find it in somebody's in the middle of their back.
Yeah, someone gets tossed, like just the stem goes through somebody's eye.
Yeah, here comes Angela Lansbury going, oh, I think I know who did this.
I almost did that at our wedding because I saw a great twist on the tradition where you throw a stuffed cat and the person who catches it is the next to adopt a cat.
I'm just glad it was
like
a stuffed
that.
Cat.
Well, toss one of our actual cats.
It was
cats.
Alive, but she knows a good taxidermist.
Yeah. Hey, you need to see how much it would be to get Cantwell here. Stuffed. Hey, man, we could either like put a light sock on the top of his head, or you could have his arm out. He'd be like a coat rack. Then I could be like, "Hey, Rachel, nice rack."
Yeah.
And it'd be fine.
Maybe put a bottle opener in his mouth. Or thanks.
Why is it half empty already?
Yeah.
Just that good. What can I say?
Ghostbusters.
Speaking of, tossing bouquet is the next one that comes up on the list.
Yeah, that's
those two should be like together on the list.
They really,
yeah, we didn't do either one, and I'm fine with abolishing that tradition forever. Both of them.
Yeah, because when I was DJing, it was a hard time finding like all the. You have to spend like 20 minutes going, all right, we're all the single guys out there. We're all the single women. Come on out there, okay? Get out there and. It's so stupid. It kills the whole mood.
Right. And no one really wants to watch the whole the garter thing, the, you know,
that
hold the garter off. Always set to you can leave your hat on by Joe Cocker for some reason.
Or Oh Yeah by Yellow.
Oh yeah, there is that one too.
Or the stripper or
yeah.
Oh yeah.
Always something along
those
lines.
That one,
it just makes the whole party awkward for everybody.
Yeah, that one yeah.
And we didn't need help.
Father of the bride's just sitting there.
No, even better for like the garter hole thing. I hurt myself today. See if
wow.
I could feel. But you really got to throw everybody off. You can't do the Johnny Cash version. You got to do the original Nine Inch Nails version.
Oh,
just really.
Yeah.
Wow. Then you got to go into Terrible Lie.
Terrible.
Terrible Lie.
Number 21, serving a big wedding breakfast. Is that a thing? Don't get us wrong. Some of the best food we've ever had has been wedding food, but it's a little weird to have a three-course dinner at 4:30 p.m. then be expected to dance the night away. Why not stagger your food servings or offer substantial canapes and have food trucks later? Maybe skip dessert and tuck into the wedding cake a bit earlier?
Food trucks at a wedding? Okay.
I thought about it. I will say, I legitimately considered for a while the idea of getting Sweetwater Tavern down in Detroit to get their food truck up here for the wedding. But I'm not mad at the option we did decide on, which was Taco Bar.
You're also going to have donkey rides and face painting for the kids? I mean, come
and a petting zoo. I mean,
absolutely.
Rachel would probably spend half the wedding at the petting zoo, honestly, if we did that.
Petting zoo and face painting was for me. Thank you very much.
Don't judge.
Great. My bride looks like Jem from the cartoon.
Damn it. Why is that goat all painted up? Well, Adam got drunk and confused the face painting and the goat petting.
Yeah.
The petting zoo.
Anyway, guess who's getting married next? Yeah. I've got this, honey. I got this. Let me tell
you. Zoo painting.
Yeah, zoo painting.
Why aren't you dating a horse? Because, you know, I kept saying nay.
Okay. So, Number 22, following the usual timings. Most weddings start around midday, early afternoon, and go on until midnight. Maybe we're getting weak in our old age, but sometimes this feels like a marathon. Yes, you are indeed getting too old.
Yes.
Says the guy that left his wedding reception at 11:30.
Because I started drinking before noon, okay? Yeah,
yeah. Says the bride who
usually
left their wedding reception at 11:30. Don't be twisting this.
Usually the bride and groom peace out. Pretty quickly.
To be fair, most of my groomsmen were gone long before that.
Oh, yeah.
I think almost all of them were.
I was down to leave, but let the record show that Sean did look at me and say, we gotta go.
Yeah.
Because, because I kept continuously the entire duration of the reception, which started at like 4 o'clock. Also, keep in mind that in between the wedding ceremony and the reception, there was a bar crawl that we hit 4 different places.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Had drinks at each. But once we got to the reception, I kept getting bought shot after shot after shot after shot after Irish car bomb.
Oh,
well, here's
God.
The thing about
there
Sean's
were like
wedding.
Five Irish car bombs done that night, and my cousin was the biggest contributor to that.
Sean's wedding was memorable, just not for him because he don't remember Jack.
Yeah, yeah.
It was a long day, man. It was a fun day. It was the most fun day of my life. But there was a lot of drinking done that day.
I am proud. I do actually remember it.
Well, that makes one of us.
Don't worry, there's video.
That's rather a relief.
That's rather incriminating, yes.
Right. Is there a video? Because we were trying to figure this out.
Your mom has video of the ceremony.
This would have been really helpful to know like 24 hours ago before we officiated another wedding. So following the usual timings, why not consider pushing it back a little or having an evening twilight reception? Well, we already kind of did that. We went until not quite last call. We did have a few people show up towards last call after we'd left, I feel.
And you had hot food, cold drinks, Keno, sick pool tables, punch Troy in the face.
All the fun stuff. Then number 23, we made it to the end of this list. I can't believe it.
Wow.
Only having human guests. Bring your dog. Don't have a dog? Get someone else to bring one. Trust us when we say wedding photos are 1,000 times better when a dog is present.
That's like bringing your dog to a party or something.
I was going to say, I knew I should have invited my vampire friends.
Yeah. So when we say non-human, we're only talking about dogs. Nobody's going to be like, here's my parakeet. Here's
it's not like I haven't seen parakeets in that bar or parrots in that bar before.
I know a guy that has an elephant, so you know. He also has a couple dolphins. I think so. It's been a couple years since
I don't think you're bringing
him.
A dolphin to a wedding. I don't care how proactive they are.
You don't have a big enough. We can't accommodate a big enough take. Like, look, that's a pretty big bar that we had the reception at, but not that big.
Yeah,
that is a little bit much.
Swimming pool out back.
Yeah, I say what's up with the Olympic sized swimming pool back?
The deal with elephants? The deal with Olympic sized pools?
Well, we got two dolphins out there. One's got a little cummerbund and a bow tie. The other one's in like a little tiara and a dress. Oh, it's fantastic. Oh, my God, they just ate a kid.
Well, you know what? It happens sometimes.
It just ate somebody's dog.
It was a wedding sacrifice.
Oh, my God, my fur baby. Or fur baby's fur lunch.
That, too. Like, we could have made one of the one of the cats a ring bearer or something, I guess. But
so much
they,
I want to
they're
say
so scared of people.
So much I want to say.
Yeah, the cat's underneath the pinball machine.
We're never going to be able to get her out from there.
Yeah.
That may be a problem. And thank you for the restraint there, Emil.
Yeah.
God, you have no idea what kind of stuff I've wanted to say.
There's a couple other things that I found that didn't get brought up. That I forgot was even a thing. Receiving lines.
Oh, yeah.
Is there anything more awkward than having your bridesmaid stand in line and hug your uncle?
Oh yeah.
Like I always
you
forget
guys
that.
You guys just look great. Oh my God, you ladies.
I do have a question about the receiving line. Is it before or after the line of scrimmage?
It's about 10 yards back.
10 yard penalty.
Well, because
creepy uncle. 10 yard penalty.
Yeah. If you were at the,
I thought that was only a thing at funerals. I didn't know.
Receiving.
I didn't either. Like apparently there are people that do this at weddings too.
Or you have like the bride and groom dismiss the rose and they hug everybody. But if you're at the back, you're like, I just want to get to my car.
We didn't want to bother with any of that. Just like it's a toll free for all getting out of here.
Yeah. As soon as we walked down the aisle, your guys are good.
Thank you, Springsteen. There will be no encore.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, that's a lot of people have to do the receiving line or dismiss the rose, and it's just put an added pressure because a lot of times they're like, oh man, I forgot to get a fifth of this. I gotta go to the liquor store. Oh, I forgot to get a gift. Jesus, I gotta.
Everybody, please exit. This place is being fumigated in 10 minutes.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Now Cyclone 9,
or somebody's like wires get crossed. I now pronounce you. I feel lightheaded.
So,
but I've been deloused.
So this one kind of comes back to one we mentioned earlier, the sweetheart tables. It's been a popular tradition to have bride and groom sit at their own table. That puts you both in the spotlight but can also isolate you. Now, in our case, there was sort of a separate thing for us and the wedding party, but only for us long enough to basically to eat food and to get through the roast.
Yeah.
So we didn't plan that. That just kind of showed up there for us.
Yeah, that's what.
Yeah, we had no idea that was going down.
We want to do, but yeah, that's.
Then we ended up wandering around the bar and talking to everybody anyway.
Yeah, I mean, you sit there, you eat, and everybody's watching you eat.
And after I made inappropriate jokes,
they do the little clanging of the glasses to see you guys kiss. I mean, that's just the dumbest thing because you know those are people over there that make sure you guys are on complete opposite ends of the building. And I'm like, ah, here we go. We're going to do this. You're in the middle of a conversation, all of a sudden clanking on the glass.
That's why we had our reception at a place that only serves their drinks in plastic. Yeah. And I am rather...
Clank, clank.
They'll also knock on the table, though. They're resilient people.
Yeah, unfortunately. But yeah, that was one... I can't believe that actually didn't make the list, by the way.
Yeah.
And that should. We didn't have that at the...
That stuff's so annoying. I mean,
I hate it. I hate it.
Like, as soon as you walk in, everyone's like, cling, 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 cling. Let's see you kiss. You just saw us kiss during the reception. Wait, we're going to bend her over on the table here?
Right. What are we trying to do here?
Who are you trying to do there?
That, too. Now, this is one, and this is one I think Rachel disagrees with me on, because we did end up doing it. The feeding your new spouse cake.
That's got to go, because, yeah.
I didn't really care that much. I just wanted the cake.
Yeah, you were mostly there for the cake, but you were insisting on us doing
the
picture with us and the feeding the cake. Now, that being said, with the caveat that had I done the thing where you shove the cake in her face or whatever, that would have been grounds for immediate divorce because that's a waste of perfectly good cake.
Yeah, exactly. That's a waste of cake. And if it makes you feel better, the picture of you feeding me the cake, I look like creep.
I feel like that was the intention. Oh my god, cake!
I mean, the whole feeding of the cake thing. I don't know how that started, but then quickly became let's shove cake into people's faces
after they've just spent the whole day getting makeup done for the biggest day of their life.
Oh, we're gonna have a great time. Hey, let's watch him do some domestic assault with cake right in front of us. They've been married for 30 minutes, and let's see him just really F it up.
Yeah, I've never paid to get my makeup and hair done. If you would have messed that up,
Yeah.
And yet, with all that, she still would have been more upset about me wasting the cake than anything.
I really have a joke about all this, but I cannot tell it on air.
Okay,
so.
All right.
I appreciate the surprising restraint we're getting from Wes today.
Oh, man. This is absolutely one I cannot tell on air. Sorry, everyone.
All right.
Not seeing each other before the ceremony.
Didn't we already go through?
Well, that was the not sleeping in the same room the night before.
And sleeping,
but like the whole the wedding dress thing. You can't see the wedding dress. Like, and there were bridesmaids of yours that were very, very dedicated. If I remember, to the idea, your cousin was very dedicated to the idea of, oh my god, he can't see her in the wedding dress. Like. Right. Why? Why is that a thing?
And in our venue, we both had to line up to walk down the aisle right next to each other. So,
I know.
I remember because we were trash talking your line. I was like, we're going to get up there quicker.
And drunker.
We've been drinking more than you have. And
the most awkward part about your wedding was they shoved me out on stage 5 minutes before you guys. And I'm like, I'm just standing there. And I'm just like.
I mean, I guess we could have had you have an entrance too, come into Mr. Crowley or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Lap dance so much better. Better when the stripper's crying by Bloodhound Gang.
Oh my god!
Yes.
Wow.
That would have been fun and awkward for everybody.
That would have been more for Drew.
Yeah. Right.
I feel like he would have truly appreciated that most of all. Really.
Right.
But no, that's one that I don't honestly get why that's a thing, and also having it. People who are so obsessed with making that a thing.
I do love the first look pictures. When the guy's best friend puts on a wedding dress and he turns around, and it's a dude in a wedding dress.
To be fair, I'm amazed Wes didn't actually do that.
Side note: can he fit in yours?
No.
There's no way.
But if you do that, you have to sing "Earache in My Eye" by Cheech and Chong.
Yeah, that is absolutely not happening because
the wedding's already happened.
I mean, that's right.
Dude, this is some weird time cop type thing. The next leap is the leap home. Adam Harahuk is Scott Bakula.
That's right. Never made it home.
I didn't know this was a thing. Making cocktail hour longer than an hour. One of the most things I was adamant about when I planned my own wedding was skipping was a cocktail hour. If you spend too much time giving your guests between a break between the ceremony and reception, they become bored even if you're serving them food and drinks.
Then you have boring guests.
Well, yeah, then your guests suck. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah.
All right.
Then what are we even doing here then? I mean, in our case, cocktail hour was the entire thing. We had food was pretty much ready to go not long after the start of the reception because I know my people and I know if there's one thing they like to do more than drink, it's eat. So we weren't, taking any sort of we weren't going to have that issue. I was damn sure of it. But as far as cocktail hour goes, is that again, I don't go to that many traditional style weddings.
I didn't realize I had a name. It was just
I didn't either.
It was the time by the time you got there before the the bridal party shows up.
Right, which for us was literally just long enough for us to stop at a bunch of bars on the way around.
Yeah.
Because of course it was, because why wouldn't we?
Right.
So, but no, I mean, I guess I would say, like, why don't you just have the food ready? Like, I mean, I guess if you're at a party where it's like they're actually serving food in the traditional sense, like, I guess I get it. But like for ours, where it was like a taco bar, it's like there's not really, what's the point of doing it that way?
Yeah.
One I will add to this list is the bride and groom eating before everybody else, because that happened at our wedding, and I'm like, everybody should have ate.
Yeah.
Why are they waiting for us?
Yeah. We want to watch you eat. That's so weird.
Yeah, that was really weird. Like, the caterer was trying to drag us over to eat. Like they could, let them eat. We got stuff to do. Time is money, and I got drinking to do.
Oh, God.
It'll be fine.
I've not heard that phrase in a while.
It's fine. It'll be fine. I think we've basically covered all the ground we possibly can, and
yes.
Would you just look at that? We've taken up the entire show with this.
Oh my God.
I am impressed with us. We are really on our game today, guys. Wes, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, man.
On the day of your wedding. We greatly appreciate it.
As you talk about my wedding, you play Brenda Lee's I'm Sorry.
Well, I mean, we are very sorry for that, but on that note, it's time to do our weekly cleansing of the souls here on Happy Hour. We'd like to apologize to Farmers, People with Tattoos, Bird Watchers, Fleischmans, Canadians, ZZ Top, Brian Adams, Train, Neil Simon, Paul Simon, Women, Adam's In-Laws, Buddy Epson, and most especially Courtney, we're sorry!
I didn't
know.
Damn.
I think we've covered our bases pretty well today, if I do say so myself.
Yeah, this ship has officially sank.
Yeah.
Oh, this ship sank about an hour and a half ago.
7 years ago.
Well, that too, I guess.
Well, thank you guys for having me on. Absolutely.
Absolutely. Congratulations
need to,
on the...
Thank you. Need to do more of this.
You really do. The door is always open. We know. We've tried to lock it and secure the place, but just haven't had any luck.
Next time, bring
that.
Your wife.
Right.
Please do, because we want to actually do some unsolicited advice next time.
Right.
On that note, a full hour, in fact, a full weekend of local original music comes your way next on a little show we like to call Sessions. All being well, we'll talk to you Tuesday. See ya.